This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So they got a problem on Battlestar Galactica. They've got to find a planet called Earth. But NASA's Kepler mission has quite another problem. It's looking for Earth-like planets all around the galaxy, and it's set to launch March 6th, which is tomorrow at about 10:48 p.m. Eastern Time. And reporting on all things outside of the solar system for our program, The Takeaway, Miles O'Brien joins us, a CNN science correspondent. Miles, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, John. I just should point out I am inside the solar system this morning, however.
That's where I tend to stay as well. So, Miles, first of all, the Kepler mission, it's not looking for spectacular things that the telescope Hubble was aimed at, beautiful pictures, and that's not to say that there was anything frivolous about what Hubble did. It's got a more sophisticated problem to find Earth-like planets. How is it going to do it?
Yeah, it's not easy to find Earth-like planets because the places that we want to look for are very close to bright objects, also known as our sun. And so how do you find a planet of our size and our proximity to our sun orbiting another sun when it's so bright? The trick is this. You want to find the slight dimming of the light as the planet passes in front of the star. But that's not an easy problem, is it, when you consider the size of the sun and then the size of our Earth? The analogy that they've been using is this. Imagine a flea walking across a headlight, and you're a couple of miles away, and you're able to detect the change in brightness of that headlight. That's how sensitive this device is.
So they've done that with larger planetary-sized objects, say maybe Jupiter-sized, but they can only find things the size of Earth by leaving the atmosphere. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, there are about 300 planets that have been identified in the past 15 or 20 years with ground-based telescopes. And the way they do that is what's called the Doppler effect. They are essentially measuring the wiggle of the star. As the planet orbits around, it actually has enough gravitational pull to actually make the star wiggle. And that's how they've inferred that there are planets out there. They've never been able to do this so-called transit approach because from the ground, you can't make it out. And so this space-based telescope will be able to detect that slight dimming of a star as an Earth-like planet passes in front.
And according to William Borucki, who we spoke with earlier this morning, science principal investigator for the Kepler mission, it answers a very basic question humanity has always had.
People, you know, from all over tell me that, again, when they were kids, they would look at the nighttime sky and wonder what was out there. And they never lost that interest, that romance. And so they're still very interested in what's out there. And basically, this tells them what's out there. Are there lots of planets like Earth?
It's William Borucki who's crossing his fingers for the launch tomorrow. You're one of those kids, right, Miles?
Oh, you bet. You bet. And, you know, imagine what this all portends, John. It's very likely in the next few years they'll be able to identify some Earth-like planets. In other words, in the so-called Goldilocks region beside a star at the right place where liquid water could exist, a terrestrial planet. And then there'll probably be another mission that will focus on that planet, and we might one day get a picture of a pale blue dot
that's
not our own.
Well, that's what Kepler will start doing tomorrow. Miles O'Brien, The Takeaway's intergalactic correspondent. Thanks for joining us, Miles.
My pleasure, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.